D.com to get started for free right now.
Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
Locally and family-owned, Metro Lighting has been serving St. Louis since 1967. Their goal is to provide ultimate customer service while offering an unbeatable selection of lighting, ceiling fans, home furnishings, and accessories for the best price guaranteed. On top of their manufacturer's warranty, Metro Lighting stands behind the quality products they sell by offering their own warranty. They are an Energy Star award-winning, environmentally conscious company involved in the community. For lighting or home decor, consider Metro Lighting. MetroLightingCenters.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people something for Christmas, and you're still trying to figure out how to turn it on or turn it off or make it work. How'd you do on batteries, folks? Did you take our advice? Did you have plenty of batteries? Don't worry if you have a lot left over. You'll need the batteries eventually, and they're good for like 10 years. Jose Hernandez is with us, as he is every Monday, and he will help you figure out whatever it is that's frustrating you about that piece of electronic stuff that you got that you haven't figured out yet. Or maybe it's something you already had, or maybe it's something you're thinking about getting since you didn't get it for Christmas and you thought you would. Those kids, they knew that I wanted that iPad and I didn't get it. Ah, get it for yourself. He'll help you with that too. Here's how this works. He has a little monologue. He also has a bad, bad cough. Did you hear that? He's probably very sick, apparently. But even sick and with water, he's in today. Yeah. He's here.
Yes.
Unlike, well, we won't get into that. Here we go. Phone numbers 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And courtesy of Window World, the original $189 window and the official window of the Large Morning Show. That's right. We have an official window. And the largest selling replacement window in the United States, Window World, proudly presents this guy, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Jose, how are you?
I'm doing good, Frank. I'm
happy,
doing good.
Early Happy New Year.
Early Happy New Year to you. I know that you're not a huge fan of the winter solstice celebration, but it usually that is for the children. Mm-hmm. Did you receive anything of interest over
for winter
weekend?
Solstice?
Well, yeah. No. We can't say Christmas anymore.
I got two Christmas presents. I'll just tell. I'm not big on getting stuff for myself, and my wife and I don't do that, but I got two things. I got a brand new Braun 7 Series shaver, electric shaver.
Wow.
Better even than the one I had, new and improved. And my boys went in and got me a real big boy drone.
Wow.
With a camera on the gimbal and the whole thing. And now I wish I lived in the subdivision so this spring I could hover it over the backyards of women sunbathing topless. But I don't live in a subdivision, so I'll just have to look at turkeys and deer and cows and stuff. But what a neat thing. And real quickly before Jose speaks, let me say this to those of you who got drones or you're thinking about drones. This crap about, oh, my goodness, they've got them now where anybody can fly them. That is not true. That's not true. You can't just take a drone and fire it up and fly it. You're going to lose it, crash it. Something bad's going to happen. It's not that easy. But this thing is pretty impressive. So those are my two gifts. And now our gift to you. Here's KTRS's gift to you, Jose Hernandez.
Sure what you did wrong then. Congratulations, Frank. You're one of 450,000 estimated drone recipients for Christmas.
And half of them will be crashed or are already by now.
The federal government would really like you to register your drone before you take
it
outside.
I'll register.
Well, not just you, personally, you at Al.
Oh, I thought
everybody.
You were talking to me.
No, okay. No, everybody.
And what is the penalty if you don't do that?
It's several thousand dollars, at least at the moment. They haven't quite. I don't know how they're going to enforce it because the FAA doesn't have drone police.
Yeah, agents. Yeah, who's going
to? I don't think they will, but I don't think they want you to know that. So they want to scare you.
They would like you to be compliant or a compliant society. It's going to be kind of hard to, you know, FAA pull over.
Now, I didn't see anything in the box.
No.
You must register. So I think a good attorney would say, hey, there was nothing in here. My client didn't know he had to register. It's going to be tough to enforce for a while.
For a while. Again, if it weighs more than a little over half a pound, and people say, well, how much is that? And it's 250 grams. And they go, well, how do you measure that? For a fat guy like me, it's two sticks of butter.
That's not much weight.
No, if it weighs more than that or less than 55 pounds, and that's a good slab of bacon for me, they would like you to register it. It's free till January 21st, although they require you to enter a credit card, which they will bill immediately and then refund the $5 back to you.
Okay. I don't think $5 is an issue because these things aren't cheap. If you got yourself a real drone, $5 is nothing.
Of course, with a government website, the funniest thing was the first 2 days it was open, it crashed. That 45,000 people tried to register and it just wouldn't go. The next and last thing I want to talk about today is earlier this month, there's a message been circulating around Facebook. Ever since Mr. Zuckerberg announced that he was giving away $45 billion to charity.
I said something about that on Facebook, and I said, check Snopes. It is false.
Yes, apparently there is a specific post that you're supposed to like, and then you're supposed to comment and send it to five friends. Mark Zuckerberg isn't sending any of you a check for any money.
Who's that stupid?
4.5. Well, apparently a lot of Facebook
users.
Yeah,
the only good thing about something like this is that it calls attention and reminds us how many stupid people there are.
Right. The first five recipients were Nigerian princes.
Mm-hmm. Are those people that go, well, I didn't believe it, but just in case,
I went
ahead and shared it or did whatever.
Don't worry about it. Don't respond to it. Don't do it. Just send the other stuff, whatever else you're sending on Facebook. Zuckerberg's not mailing a check out to anybody.
Yeah.
No surprise.
That's all I have. If we could
take a call.
Can we take calls?
Sure. Let me give the numbers one more time. Pay attention, folks, because we may not do it again. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS, or what I almost never say, except I did the other day, and maybe I should, star KTRS on a cell phone, which is what most people use, is a cell phone. Here we go. We start with the guy who had that great fire, Elmo. First name, I think, is Saint. Elmo, say hi to Jose.
Jose, how you doing? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I have a highly complex technical question. Gather your wits.
You've come to the right place.
Ooh. I have a $10 Nokia phone that I bought about 12, 13 years ago.
Yes.
And I'm concerned it might be growing old. So if I go to the dollar store and buy a $5 phone, can I take my SIM card out of the Nokia and put it in the $5 track phone?
It depends on who the phone service provider is, but yes.
AT&T.
You probably are going to have to visit AT&T for a new SIM card.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that the old Nokia phones, the new ones are smaller.
Yeah.
And so they're just going to have to program you a new one. I presume you're interested in taking your number with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would think for $10 it would last, you know, a little longer than 12, 13 years, but.
Well, 80 cents a year.
Yeah.
That's hard to imagine why that wouldn't fail by now.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you, Elmo, and say hi to Bert, Ernie, and all those other people. Let's get Steve in here. Steve, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you?
Good, Steve. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm AM in the PM.
There you go. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I got a new laptop for Christmas. It's got a terabyte hard drive on it.
Yes.
My old laptop is running Windows XP, and it's only got a 40-gig hard drive on it.
Yes.
Can I partition off the new hard drive to 40 gig to make a new separate hard drive and then somehow move my old system and all my old files over to the new computer?
There are ways to move it over. I presume you want to be able to use that partition as a boot partition?
Correct.
You're probably going to have issues with drivers for the new hardware?
Okay. Can I just move, like, Windows Office, that program over, or do I have to buy a new version of it and download?
Unfortunately, what version of Office is it?
2007.
2007, I think, will still work with 2.10. If you'll go search the interweb, there are software that will find the registration keys for all of your installed software.
Okay.
What you're going to need is a registration key and the install media.
Okay.
So pull the key, put the media in the new machine. You don't have to repartition it. 2000 will run under 10.
Okay.
And then you can copy all your files over, too.
I appreciate it. Thanks, sir.
Good luck, Steve.
Happy New Year. Thank you, Steve.
I followed that.
Steve, you were going to say all that, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly it. I just lately have decided that it's his segment.
Yeah.
Even though I know all that.
You're very kind.
All right, now, folks, we got lines open here. I'm going to give the numbers again, and you need to fill them up, or we're going to roll out of here and onto something else. And I would have thought we'd be flooded with calls today with gadgets and stuff. So let's do this one more time. You can get in now. Do it while you can get in. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Jump in here. Let's talk to Steve number two. Steve, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Steve.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. So my question is that I was going to get a digital frame, and they're fairly small, and I was wondering if one of the newer, either 4K or other televisions, might be used as a television and also a photo frame.
Most of the newer televisions that have USB ports will allow you to plug in a USB thumb drive with pictures on it, and it'll cycle through them.
Jose, is that a good idea? I assume, Steve, you're talking about just letting it run all the time like you would a picture frame?
Yeah, when I'm not using it for television, use it as just a large photo.
Is he using up his, everything's got a life. It's bad.
Everything has a mean time to failure.
So my question, I guess, is he causing himself to get a, I guess what I'm trying to say is he going to burn the TV up sooner by doing
it? Not any more than watching it, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it doesn't utilize it any harder than if you're just watching television.
But he'd be watching it, if he did like this, he'd be watching it all day, every day.
Well,
Does that shorten the life?
It will shorten the life, but
not
average mean time to failure is 50,000 hours.
Okay.
The only other issue with those is there's a debate going on now, like with PCs, is it better to leave them running all the time or turn them on and turn them off? Well, every time you turn it off and turn it back on, there's a spike to the circuitry where whatever temperature it was, it's now getting warmer or colder.
I got to tell you something, Steve. I don't know anything about it. I'm not an expert on any of this, but I've got lights that I leave on all the time. They burn for 10 years. I'm not kidding. On a dimmer, half bright, I've got them in my house right now that have been burning, and I'm not making this up, for 25 years.
Yeah.
Incandescent light. So I'm thinking if you leave the TV on, it's probably going to last as long if you kept turning it on and off all the time.
Right. So, Steve, I think you'd be okay.
Digital photo frames, if you get a 15-inch frame, it's couple hundred dollars, and I figured bit more I can get a 40-inch television.
We just bought my mother-in-law for Christmas a 5-inch TV. It was $179. HD, great TV. There you go. I think you got a good idea.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And the people have responded. All the lines are lit up. Beverly is next. Beverly, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose. This is Beverly. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Why we said hi, Beverly?
I have an issue. I let my laptop, I have an older Sony Bio, I think it's like a 2011 or 2012.
Yes.
And I let a guy it crashed. And I let a guy reboot it some kind of way, and I think he stole my product key. You know, that key that you use, because I keep getting a warning saying that this is not a genuine, you might be... it's not a genuine copy, and you might be a victim of fraud.
Yes.
Okay, so I tried to call Sony.
Yes.
And I gave them the product key off the bottom of the computer. It's legit. It's sealed with the little clear tape and everything, so it hasn't been removed.
Right.
Do do you think he stole my product key and used it to download on his computer? Is that possible?
It's possible, but more than likely what he did is when he fixed it, he didn't re-register the current key.
Really?
Yes.
I tried to register it.
You tried to register the key you've got on the device itself?
Absolutely.
And what did it say?
It said that that key was not valid.
Okay. They give you a 1-800 number to call Microsoft when you register.
Right.
Call the number.
Okay.
Instead of doing it online, call and actually talk to them.
Because I actually tried to download the new Microsoft Windows 10.
Yes.
And when I got to the point where it was ready to run, I hit run and all of that. And it wanted a product key. So I said, okay, well, if it's original, I should be able to put mine in. It did not work.
Right.
It's not valid.
You're probably going to need to register the current software, the current OS, before you upgrade to 10.
Oh, my God. I know it came with Windows 7.
I understand. The folks at Microsoft are very good, and when you talk to them on the phone, they should be able to help you.
Beverly, the other thing Jose is not sharing with you because he doesn't want to ruin your holiday is you're going to go to prison for probably 3 to 5 years.
Yeah,
I can't afford to.
All right, good luck. Good luck. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay, Beverly. And that product key thing, boy, that is aggravating.
Yes.
We don't have that. This is Pam. Pam, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Pam?
How are you guys? Merry Christmas.
You too.
So I have a bunch of kids now with phones, and I think they're draining my Wi-Fi. I think I am at the max of my internet service provider, who is a local phone company, and I'm wondering if my only other... I have a booster on one side of the house, but everything still kinds of clocks. If we have, you know, two or three people on a device, or you're trying to run the Netflix on the TV. So I didn't know what other kind of options I might have, or if I'm going to need to switch to a different company. I don't think there's too many options here in St. Louis, but a different company that isn't a phone company.
It's certainly possible that all those users, each of them takes a slice of the Wi-Fi and eventually will take all of your bandwidth. I'm pretty sure that the local phone company does not allow an increase in bandwidth. There are a couple ways to do it, depending on who the cell phone service provider is. Mine is a company called Straight Talk. I have unlimited data with them that doesn't use my Wi-Fi. So I don't know what kind of limits or unlimits you have on the phones for your children.
Here's the other thing I think happens. This happens in my house with my wife. I think there are people in the house who use the Wi-Fi signal when they don't have to. They could use the cell signal and do it. My wife can't comprehend. She can never understand.
But I'm
that
sure
she could take her iPad and go look at all those shoes online and see the pictures and not use the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Are you guys sharing data? Is that what you're doing?
We are sharing data, and but we have a pretty high amount. We could probably do that. I never even thought to have them turn off the Wi-Fi.
Because a lot of stuff they're probably doing, you don't need Wi-Fi. You should do it on your cell. So you got more cell data to use than you do on your broadband provider.
Correct.
So tell
That's
them to
point.
Shut them down.
Unfortunately, probably what you're going to have to do is change the Wi-Fi password and not tell them.
Yeah.
Well, because right now it's automatically in all of their phones, so when they get home, it just automatically
connects.
But,
Jose, am I right? Does that make sense? People don't understand that you can do so much with just the cell signal.
Sure.
You can get online. You can get your mail. You don't need a Wi-Fi for a lot of that. So just tell them to flip off the Wi-Fi, turn it off, and use the cell signal.
Pam, how old are the kids?
They are 12.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, here's the other thing. Now, are they boys?
Yes, three boys.
Okay, pornography. Mountains of pornography. Boatloads of porn. That's what's eating it. Now we know. 12, that's what's eating it up.
Yeah. It did happen a couple years ago. I caught him searching the app store for sexy naked women.
Oh.
Hey.
Well, they're normal.
Hey, they're normal. You know what you just learned?
Yeah.
Your boys are normal.
Yeah.
He needs to search the internet, though. That not the app store.
Yeah,
exactly. We dodged a bullet there.
Yeah. All right. Good luck with all that. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. 2 12-year-old boys. Oh. I'm telling you, it's. And let me say to you parents, we've talked about this before. Who say, well, my kids have never looked at porn. Mm. I don't even know what to say to you. Let's just go to Karen. No, Catherine. Catherine, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose. Hope you had a Merry Christmas.
I did. How was yours?
It was great. I hope you can make a couple of recommendations for me. The only thing I asked for Christmas for my son was to make a recommendation for a laptop for me and for a printer.
Okay.
I don't game. I just need it, one, for surfing the net, but for, you know, the Word products of, you know, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint.
Okay.
Porn.
And I need a printer. I don't need a scanner.
Okay.
So do you have a couple of recommendations?
I have a couple of questions before that.
Okay.
Printing. Do you do a lot of printing or just a little printing?
A little.
Does it need to have the capability to print color?
I like it too.
Okay.
Yes.
I will tell you in printers that inkjet printers, for the hardware, it is initially cheaper. However, over time...
And there's always a however in life.
The ink refills are going to cost you more than if you purchased a laser printer and used toner cartridges.
Yeah, I can attest to that. HP is the worst offender.
Yes.
I know. That's what I've got. And right now I have ink all over the inside of my printer. It's an old printer.
Ooh, so
I'm
yeah.
trying to figure out what to do. Most of it's black and white, though.
Okay. So you might... Yeah, there are several inkjet printers that are good. I tend to recommend laser jet printers.
Okay.
Just because the ink, the toner never goes bad. So if you buy an ink printer and you don't use it for a while, you've got to buy new ink cartridges because the other stuff evaporates or gums up or gets all gooey.
Any inkjet that you like?
The process is all pretty much the same.
Okay.
It's whatever the best price is.
All right. And what about... A laptop.
For a laptop, I will tell you that there's two manufacturers of processors and three or four manufacturers of memory and hard drives, but hundreds of names on the outside.
Okay.
The Macintosh products are very good. The Windows-based Intel products and AMD products are very good. It comes down to basically what fits your hand the best.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because... PC keyboards are standardized. The layout, where the keys are, what size they are. Laptops, not so much. Because laptops tend to be smaller, they make adjustments to locations and size of keys and where they put that little thumb pad for moving your mouse.
Uh-huh.
So I would recommend whatever price range that you want to spend, and that could be anywhere from a couple hundred dollars to a couple thousand, that you go to one of the big box stores and literally put hands on.
Okay.
Try them out, see what fits, see what's going to be nice. So for your price point, you want the largest screen available.
All right.
If the screens are equivalent in size, you want the fastest processor.
And what is the fast processor now?
3 gigahertz.
Okay.
Processors being fairly equal, the next thing you're going to look at is largest hard drive. And I think they're standardized now at about a terabyte.
Okay.
And then lastly, but not least, the amount of RAM memory they contain.
And is there a standard in the ones that are made today?
Somewhere between 4 and 8 gig.
Okay. Well, that helps. My son's a gamer, so when I asked him what he suggested was nowhere probably what I needed.
Well, he's recommending a game laptop in case his breaks, he could borrow yours.
Yeah. Don't fall for that.
The other one you might want to look at is a product called a Chromebook.
Okay.
And what a Chromebook is, it runs a Google operating system, and you have the capability to do documents and spreadsheets and presentations. It's called Google Docs. But
will that interface with Microsoft, though, because...
It will read and will write Microsoft product, yes.
Oh, great. Try those.
They're a lot less expensive than normal laptops because they're not Windows-based.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your help.
Good luck.
Bye. Happy New Year. Thank you for listening. You know, normally I just cut this off. Let's take a couple more. I think a lot of people here. You want to do that?
Yes.
Is it okay with you?
Let's do that.
How are your $5 earbuds holding up?
The first pair died after 18 months. This is the second set.
See, you can't get anything worth anything for $5 anymore. It only lasts a year and a half.
Mine are still going strong.
Yeah, we all use these things. I don't use them in here, but at home, they're $5, folks. They're at Walgreens, and they come in different colors. They're earbuds, and they're crystal clear. Don't pay $80 for earbuds.
And by colors, he means neon yellow, neon green, or neon orange.
Everything's neon, even neon white.
And neon white.
Neon white. This is Karen. Karen, let me introduce you to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Frank. I am a first-time caller. I am AM in the PM.
We're glad to have you. How can Jose help you?
Jose, I bought a tablet, an HP tablet, and I'm not able to find my router on the tablet. I can see all of my neighbors' routers, and I can go to all the other computers and cell phones and other tablets, and I can pick my router right up. But with this new HP tablet, I'm not able to do it.
Okay.
Oh, that's
so
great.
My router is the Linksys, and it's an N, and I'm not really sure if it's strong enough for the tablet. What should I do?
It's probably strong enough for the tablet. One of a couple things may be going on. Somewhere along the way, it may have turned off the broadcast name. There is a way in those wireless routers to say, I'm going to give you a name, but you don't tell anybody what it is. So you may want to check that. The other thing you may want to do is the HP folks. Actually, not the HP folks. Who's your internet service provider? Who gave you the router?
Charter.
Give the folks over at Charter a call, and okay. Explain to them what you explained to me, that you've got a new device that you're trying to attach, and they should be able to help you walk through how to find your router.
Okay. One last question, Jose.
Sure.
So I have multiple computers attached to this router, so I've done this before, and I work from home.
Yes.
So is there extra things outside of, like, going in and looking for your SSID and changing the bandwidth and all of that?
The simple one I normally end up doing to myself is making sure that the wireless device is turned on wirelessly.
Okay.
So making sure that the Wi-Fi adapter is enabled. And then,
I did that.
And then you did a scan for everything you could find.
Yes.
And you found everybody but yours.
I found everybody but mine. And all of my other equipment worked. So what I did was I just turned off everything and rebooted it back up. And it still didn't come up on that HP. So I will call Charter, though. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You pay them money every month. They should be able to help you.
All right.
Thank you, Karen. Happy New Year. That's it. We're overtime. Yeah. But thank you for all the calls. And we will do this again next Monday. I have to get permission from Jose. Jose, can we do it again?
Absolutely.
There you go. We'll do it again next Monday, and it'll be brought to you again by Window World, the original $189 window people, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. If you need to get a hold of Jose Hernandez, here he is to tell you his email address.
TechQuestions@KTRS.com.
There you go. TechQuestions@KTRS.com. Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody. Thank you.
Good day, everybody.
Flying my drone over Jose's home, and I'll put it up on our Facebook page. You can see where he lives and inside his windows.
All right.
Hover it. It'll be great. It's time to check traffic. Who's up? Is it Tim?
Tim Weiland, yeah.
The one and only Tim Weiland. Tim, how's it looking?
Good afternoon, Frank. Well, we've got some more road closures. You've got Highway 143 at Route 4 in Illinois. Also, Highway 70 between Pocahontas and Highway 127 near Greenville. In Illinois, it's shut down due to flooding. We've got westbound 64 at Highway 160, a crash. And you've got about a three-mile backup behind that. We just got a report that Highway 6167 between Peabody and Herculaneum is shut down. And this report brought to you by the Exergen Temple Scanner Thermometer. Trust over 50 published studies supporting the accuracy of the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland for the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim. Dan, do you have your harmonica?
I do.
I am. I don't like to do this a lot because it's showing off, but I get thousands, tens of thousands of emails from people going, Frank, you never sing the Johnny Londoff jingle.
Mm. Oh.
And we love it when Dan plays the harmonica. What about the two of you doing that sometime?
Ooh.
Well, here, do you think I'm making it up? I'll read you one here. Dear Frank, Happy New Year, belated Merry Christmas. This just came in this morning. Wonder if it'd be possible for you to sing the Johnny Londoff jingle, and even better, have Dan play it on the harmonica.
Wow.
I sure would love to hear that. I'll be listening.
Who wrote that?
Marty Tickernicker. Marty Tickernicker.
Hmm.
From Shoveltown. Marty, Ticker, this is Ticker. For you, buddy. I need to give me a key. Okay, that'll work.
Okay, ready?
And I'll do do-do-do-do, and then I'll go into it.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet by the low overhead way. And then here's the rest of that jingle. From Cottleville to Overland to Florissant. No, that's another jingle.
It's a different jingle.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know there is more to the Londoff jingle, and it's by the overhead way. But aren't there other words to the full version?
Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
I don't remember.
Let's just make up
lyrics
and do an extended version of it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Give me a key. Ba-doom, ba-doom, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. By the low overhead way, he may not be at the dealership today, 'cause the ducks are in his way. He's gonna shoot him down and kill him, they say. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Or we could do another version. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. By the low overhead way, a great experience, that's what they say. Why don't you get on in there today, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Man.
Those are all just made up. You can't tell.
Nice.
It sounded pre-written, but they weren't.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Mr. Londoff is, what do they say, he's indisposed? Is
mm-hmm.
that what he said? Well, that doesn't sound like it should be a proper term, indisposed. But he is, or is, I guess that's the word. So I'm speaking for him, and I'm going to tell you, as we end this year, they had a fantastic year. Now, I hired a private firm. He doesn't know anything about this. I hired a firm, and their specialty is they go in and they look at numbers and sales and the how a company is performing and doing. And then they can extract or subtract or take away elements to show you how they would do without them. And I
extrapolate.
Said,
extrapolate?
Yeah, I said, pull out the advertising that we do on this show and calculate what Londoff's business would be like right here at the end of 2015 had there been no AM and the PM customers.
Hmm.
And they sent me the result. Hang on, I haven't even seen. They just came in? Yeah, hand them to me. Thank you.
Who was that?
That was Katrina.
Oh. Kind of cute.
Frank, thank you so much for hiring our firm. We have looked at all the numbers. Here are the results. What we have done is taken Londoff's sales and number of vehicles that left a lot, both pre-owned and new. And as you can see, the business had a very, very good 2015. Below, you will see what we have decided would be the condition of the dealership had there not been any vehicles sold to AM and the PM listeners. Their business would have closed down in 2009.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now, what firm,
there wouldn't even be a 2015.
What firm did you hire to do that?
This is Blickman, Dickman, Sickman, and Hickman. It is a, I don't even understand what they really did, but they are.
Researchers.
They research, They're business researchers.
Wow.
So thank you to those guys. Well, there you have it. Without you folks, there wouldn't have been a Johnny Londoff Chevrolet for the last 6 years.
Hmm.
That is really powerful. That's the power of the big 550. So let's keep that going. What do you say? They had a great 2015. I say they're going to have a great 2016. And thanks to all of you who have bought your Chevys or your pre-owned vehicles from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And look, I'm not stupid. I'm a realist. I know that there are people out there that we're never going to reach. Maybe there are people who only buy cars that are $130,000. You know, the real high-end crowd. Or maybe there are people who, if your brother-in-law found out you bought a Chevy, he'd kill you because he works at a Ford dealership. Okay, all right, you people are excluded. The rest of you, however, and there's always a however in life. Come on, your AM and the PM, it's a terrific dealership. They help make this show possible. We need to bring the two of you together. So here's what you can do. Test drive. Test drive everything you think you're interested in. I love to test drive vehicles. And then pick the one that you like and then make yourself an AM and the PM deal. And it's going to be an experience unlike any car buying experience you've ever had. I'm telling you, it will be. I don't care what other dealers say. Saying it's one thing. Backing it up is another. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, and 24/7 at Landoff.com.
This is the Big 550.
Yeah, baby.
KTRS.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
What would you do if you could speak Spanish? Have a barbecue with the Spanish-speaking family next door?
Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Sí?
Swap stories with locals on a Costa Rican rainforest safari?
Ah, mira, es maravilloso.
Order your favorite Tex-Mex in Spanish?
Quisiera un burrito de carne, por favor.
Once-in-a-lifetime adventures to everyday moments. If you've always wanted to learn Spanish, to have real conversations with native speakers, now you can. Because Rosetta Stone is letting everyone who calls try an absolutely free demo of its powerful language learning program. Call now, 1-800-514-3354. Fully immersing you in the Spanish language, Rosetta Stone is fast, fun, and easy. Learn on your computer or iPad. Practice on the go with your smartphone at your own pace and at your own convenience. If you've always wanted to speak Spanish, this is your chance with the fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. But don't wait. Call Rosetta Stone now for your free demo. 1-800-514-3354. That's 1-800-514-3354.
Attention all homeowners. Please stay tuned for the following fraud alert. The FBI warns that mortgage fraud, also known as house stealing, is one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes in America. A con artist pretending to be you forges documents transferring your home title into their name and then either sells your home for cash or takes out a big mortgage. You have no idea it's even happened until you get a foreclosure notice or the new owners show up to move in. Homeowners are strongly advised to go to the National Fraud Alert Service Home Title Lock and find out whether you've already been targeted as a victim. HomeTitleLock.com is providing this information, including a free trial of their fraud alert service, free of charge. Con artists are specifically targeting older homeowners, homeowners with equity in their homes, and owners of vacation homes, cabins, and rental properties. To find out if you've already been targeted as a victim, go to HomeTitleLock.com now for your free trial. Again, go to HomeTitleLock.com for details. HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Hi, I'm Jerry Callahan, pharmacist and owner of several Medicine Shop pharmacies. All of us at the Medicine Shop want to thank you for your business this year, and we look forward to another year of taking care of you and your family. We understand you have many choices when it comes to choosing the right pharmacy. At the Medicine Shop, you are never just another number. Our pharmacists will always take the time to talk to you and listen to your questions and concerns. Remember, your prescription copay will be the same wherever you go. Why not choose one of our independently owned pharmacies that offer the same competitive prices and better service?
Come visit Getrude and the pharmacy staff at the Medicine Shop at 4441 Brown Road in Berkeley. We offer fast, friendly service with free delivery.
Come visit Mike Hitchler, owner and pharmacist of the Valley Park Medicine Shop, located in the Stonegate Shopping Center, serving Baldwin, Fenton, Kirkwood, Manchester, Twin Oaks, and Valley Park.
I'm Justin Jemis, owner of the Medicine Shop in St. Charles. Come visit us for superior customer service, including free delivery of your prescriptions in and around St. Charles.
I've just made a special purchase of 3/4-inch solid hardwood flooring that you'll have to see to believe. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. This is a high-quality, American-made, hand-scraped floor available in your choice of 6 very stylish colors. Not only that, you also have your choice of traditional 3-inch wide or the very stylish 5-inch wide solid oak plank. all for only $5.79 a square foot. Beautiful 3-inch or 5-inch wide, American-made hand-scraped hardwood flooring in solid oak for only $5.79 a square foot. This is not an engineered floor, but a high-quality, name-brand, solid wood floor, all with your choice of 6 gorgeous colors. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this limited-time special offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine going nowhere and money runs out before the month? Well, my name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you'll call 800-350-0255 24 hours and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought hundreds of houses and trained thousands to do the same. Call 800-350-0255 to get your free starter kit until 500 are given away. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255. Again, 800-350-0255. Call now and take your life back.
Great news for St. Louis. R&R Sanitation has taken over Progressive ISEI portable toilets. Now, what does that mean? That means for all of you who have been suffering with Progressive ISEI portable toilets, you can now look forward to receiving the best service in the industry, courtesy of R&R Sanitation. Basically, you've gone from worst to first. R&R Sanitation will be updating and bringing Progressive ISEI equipment up to date to R&R standards. Everything's going to be brand new, which means all the home builders that use Progressive ISEI will now get the benefit of the commitment to customer service that has made R&R Sanitation the leader in the industry, which means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you know what? When you have better porta potties from R&R Sanitation, we all win. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use. Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10. Limit 2 offers per card per week. Plenty as a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on the highways. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, Dan, I wanted to ask you. I heard you doing the Johnny Londoff jingle.
Yes.
Was that a new arrangement?
Yeah. Well, kind of. I mean, we
spontaneous arrangement. Yeah.
Well, so what's going on?
It's kind of
the Johnny Londoff jingle. He asked if that was kind of a new arrangement.
He asked us. I didn't want to talk about this, but he commissioned us to put a new version of the jingle together.
Well, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
I liked it. That's catchy.
Thank you.
Oh,
very much.
Thanks. Thanks, Tim.
Okay. I tell you what, we've got a big backup on southbound 55, and it's north of Highway Z to just a little bit north of Herculaneum McNutt. And that's all in the southbound lanes. We're looking at a little bit of heavy traffic on eastbound 40 downtown, and that's slowing from a little east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. There's a little off the pace pockets, we'll call it, on southbound 270 from 40 down through Gravois, and then on westbound 364, you're slowing from the Maryland Heights Expressway up through Highway 94. And this report brought to you by the Estrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so accurate and easy to use, it's the number one choice of pediatricians. The Estrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
From from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Wow. This is Laclede Cab weather. Let somebody else drive and drop you off and pick you up. It's your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free and it works. Please download it. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
How you doing, everybody? Have a good holiday, I hope.
A great holiday. Thank you.
Good. Well, a study finds that New Yorkers may be some of the most honest people in the world.
What?
In fact, it might be true. Last time I was in New York, I saw a woman drop a $20 bill and overheard the guy walking behind her say, with complete honesty, I'm going to take that.
That is honest.
I think people are very honest.
That's honest.
Yeah, very honest. And Rick Santorum continues to run radio ads as he runs for president, even though there's, of course, zero chance he's going to win. In fact, it's kind of sad. I mean, his only chance of being elected is if Steve Harvey crowns the wrong president. And then maybe he's got a shot. And scientists say eating chocolate may have positive effects on the brain, similar to those from exercising.
All right.
To which Americans with mouths full said, yeah, I'm exercising. Yay.
I've exercised a lot the last couple of days.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon. Well, police are on the lookout for three guys that broke into a jewelry store over Christmas and sold dozens of watches. Police described the suspects as armed and punctual. Look out for them.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. They got watches.
The Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 Cape Terrace.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
I just looked up on our monitor, and Kathy Griffin was doing some commercial. That's the best way I can describe her. You ever see anybody you don't know if you want to slap them or have sex with them? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like sometimes she looks kind of hot.
Probably both.
Yep.
She probably like it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I told you last week I got a call from someone at Matheny, and they called specifically to ask me to thank you, the people who have called Matheny in the past year and decided to make them your heating and cooling company. So on behalf of Matheny, Tom Matheny and Rob Matheny and everybody at Matheny, thank you so much. They had a terrific year. Now, that's a tough business because when it's real cold, everybody needs you. When it's real hot, everybody needs you. And then there are those times where you wonder, do people even know we're here? Folks, there's a thing called a maintenance program. And if you take advantage of it, you wouldn't have to worry about whether or not you're going to be the next emergency call they make. It's a terrific company, 73 years old, working on anything you have. They'll work on it, and they're qualified to work on it. If you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, please remember the name Matheny. They're terrific people.